Yeah, I have been raising this continuously with the Commissioner and with the Minister for Justice regarding the number of Gardaí in Donegal, which has been reduced by over 100 over the last 8 years. And we have now seen the effects of this as a result of the statistics provided by the Central Statistics Office over the last week or so, where there has been an increase in assaults by 28%, in burglaries by 34%, and in drugs by 17%. This is frightening, and I believe that the Minister must take immediate action, and so must the Commissioner, and ensure that we receive an increase in numbers of recruits passing through Templemore, and this must happen urgently.
Because we do know that a lot of new Gardaí have been passing through Templemore, with many more going to in the very near future. The question is, why aren't a lot of them coming to Donegal, or very few of them indeed?
Well, the number that we're getting is totally tokenism. Just ticks a box that we're getting some of these guards. But we should get them on a pro rata basis, and on the basis that there are 101 less Gardaí than there were 8 years ago. So I will focus on this immediately after the Dáil resumes, with a view to ensuring that Donegal get a fair and equitable share. In fact, I believe it should be positive discrimination now as a result of the drop in numbers over the last 8 years.
Realistically, Deputy, the issue of Gardaí station closures over the past number of years, do you foresee any of those reopening in the future?
Well, I must be realistic about it, and while I can make the case, I don't see it happening immediately. But what I have done, I have made a case for the reopening of the district office in Glenties, which was amalgamated with Milford some years ago, and I believe it's much too far from Guibarra Bridge right into Fannet and almost into Letterkenny, covering one district, and of course part of that went to Ballyshannon as well. And we have a total of 69 guards in that area, and we lost as a result of the amalgamation.